Time for another Places to Go, Things to Do chat with Courtney Sheffer, Marketing Director of the West Michigan Tourist Association. There's always a few things happening. What's going on this week, Courtney?
One coming up that's fun if you're a beer lover is the Livery Brewery in Benton Harbor has their 6th annual Funk Fest coming up next week. So it's a celebration of wild and sour ale, so lots of really unusual and interesting tastes. They make them right there on site. So October 20th to 25th, they'll have something special each day. They'll have specialty beer tappings, a new bottle release, and some funky food to try. And you're welcome to bring the whole family out to this, pets included. They have an extended heated beer garden area, which is really great. So even if the weather is cooling off, you can go out and try something funky.
Time for the Haunted Forest in Canonsburg.
Yeah, so this time of year at Canonsburg Ski Area in Grand Rapids, the woods are filled with zombies, witches, ghosts, and other monsters that you'll encounter as you make your way through a half-mile-long trail through the woods. So it's a lit dirt path that winds through the forest full of these scary props and actors ready to jump out and scare you. It's open Thursdays through Saturdays through the end of October. It does happen in all weather conditions, so dress appropriately if you're heading out. They do have some fire pits around to warm up if it's a cooler evening, as well as warm drinks and snacks that you can purchase while you're there.
Never know who you might bump into in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about Chemistry Day at Kalamazoo Valley Museum.
Yeah, this is a fun event that's going virtual this year. So Kalamazoo Valley Museum is having their 34th annual Chemistry Day this Saturday, so October 17th. It's a free, family-friendly program. You can register online, and you'll use science to help solve a crime that happened at the museum. So they'll have professional chemists who will lead you through some hands-on experiments via Zoom you can do right at home to help you collect the clues and figure out who done it. No science experience is necessary. They'll walk you through everything. And if you want, you can sign up to pick up a resource bag from the museum ahead of time that will have all of the ingredients that you need to do all of the experiments. So a fun, hands-on way to help solve a crime at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum.
I would bet you can find all the information about these things we've discussed and more at WMTA.org or your Facebook page.
You're exactly right, Paul.
Get out and enjoy the fall in Michigan's great southwest, West Michigan, wherever you travel in the state. It's absolutely beautiful right now.
That's exactly right. Have a great weekend, Paul.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk again next week.